Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Legally Armed in Detroit is Rick Ector, the director. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man. Good afternoon from Detroit, man. Yeah. It is cold outside, man. Let me tell you, it is frigid, dare I say Arctic, man.
Arctic.
It is cold.
Gotcha.
We're talking on the magnitude of 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's
it. And we all know at what temperature water freezes, right?
32 degrees, yes, sir.
32. We're below freezing, man, and
below.
It's cold out here. But let me tell you, the sun is shining, and it looks like a beautiful day out there, man. But let me tell you, I know otherwise. I was actually outside breaking up some ice from the sidewalk. You know, wouldn't want anyone to come, you know, walking down the street and slip and fall on the pavement in front of my house, you know.
Of course.
There's a number of people that spent a fair number of years in law school waiting for such a thing to happen, you know.
Yes, you need to be prepared for those guys, especially if you have ice on the front stoop.
Yeah. So how's the weather there?
Well, it's, as you would say, balmy.
Right,
it's
right,
42
right,
degrees right now. 41 degrees where I'm at right now. Those
41?
It might get into the teens tonight.
So you are above freezing. That is, if you threw a cup of water on the sidewalk, it wouldn't start freezing. Okay.
Sure.
So you got it good, man.
Yeah. So tomorrow the low is going to be 19. Saturday the low is going to be 18. So
you know,
we can't touch Detroit at all.
Man, we're hoping by the end of the week that we'll creep up into like the high teens, low 20s. But as it stands, man, it's like I'm in the house and I don't have any plans to go out. I'm not trying to do anything. I have some food here at the house, man. It's not necessarily what I would prefer to eat, but it's something that I can put together and warm up and put in the microwave or grill it over the stove. I'm going to survive, man. I'm going to make it. You know what? The heat bill is paid. I have it on, let me tell you, I'm reluctant to open that utility bill in the mail, man, because, I've been really good with the thermostat. You know, I've been pretty good, I think, you know. Have it like at 70, and I pick my spots when I might inch it up to 80 and then break it back down to 70.
I'm surprised you don't have a wood burning stove.
Man, you know what? I wouldn't even know where to get some wood. You probably have guys out your way that have a big pile of wood already pre-cut, some cords there. And they probably sell it by the pound, right?
Yeah, there's some places that do that. There's some places. I mean, there's one place that I'm aware of very near where I live where all they have is wood, a wood-burning stove, and they have a pile of wood about the size of their house. So,
and then you have to deal with flaming embers and having to actually watch it.
Yeah, all that stuff.
No, man, I'll just play Russian roulette with the thermostat, man.
There you go. Russian roulette with the thermostat is my favorite game, too.
You know, the thing is, like the other day, man, I had cut it up a little bit, and I was on the couch thumbing through social media on my phone, and I drifted off, man, and then I woke up like several hours later, and the first thought on my mind, guess what? Guess what the first thought on my mind was?
I'm freezing?
No, it was like, man, I forgot to get up or to like turned the thermos down before I went to sleep, man. Oh. And yeah, like panic, but you know, I'm going to survive, man. I'm going to survive. I'm not going to be going outside anytime soon, but I am going to survive.
Well, I mean, normally with some people, I'd be like, oh, well, during this time of year, though, you can carry a bigger gun, but you carry the same gun day in and day out, don't you?
Yeah, you know, and that could be a whole topic for a whole conversation that, you know, I've been thinking about, but I'm not going to broach that today. But
okay.
If you're out and about outside the house in like a very cold environment such as Detroit, you know, how are you carrying that gun, you know, keeping in mind that it's cold? You know what? Why not? That's not what I was planning on talking about, but I can add it to the hopper, man.
Sure.
If you were in a cold environment, such as here in Detroit, where we're like single digits, like 9-10 degrees right now, and wind chill probably might put it at 5 or 6 or something like that.
Right.
How would that impact you carrying your gun, if at all, for personal protection?
Well, see, and this it creates quite a little bit of a quandary.
And let's compare and contrast that to how you would normally carry. Like, how would you normally carry? And given that, let's say winter suddenly fell upon your locale and it's suddenly like 10 degrees, how would that impact you carrying your firearm?
Well, like in a breezy place, right, at 10 degrees, you got to keep all of your skin covered or you're going to get frostbite. So that means gloves.
Yeah, if you're out there.
That means gloves. So gloves are going to, first of all, you just lost a little bit of dexterity when you put on a pair of gloves, especially if
right.
you don't train with gloves.
Right.
Second, normally when I'm walking around here in the balmy climes of South Carolina, I normally cover my gun with a shirt, one layer. If it gets a little cooler, I put on a hoodie. Now I have a hoodie and a shirt. And it's easy to get the gun.
So you don't necessarily like totally bundled up totally. You have like some reasonable layer or two to just jump out of the truck and jump back in the truck, right?
Right, exactly. Because I'm not going to be out there for any of this stuff. But if it gets down cold enough where I got to wear gloves and a bunch of layers, that creates a bit of a problem. And I very likely will be carrying two guns. And one gun will be in the warming pocket of my coat.
Right.
To where if I have to present a gun really fast, I can just reach in and pop, get it out. I can shoot it with it in my pocket.
You know, you could actually shoot through your pocket, you know, and that's one possibility. And I know it can be done. I haven't done it, but I've watched some videos of some guys doing it. And, you know, depending on what your coat is actually made of, once you pull the trigger, you could get a little bit of flash there. You might actually set your coat on fire.
Might. But
so
in a self-defense fight, I'd be willing to risk that if that's what it comes to.
A slight singeing should not be a concern.
That's
right?
The least of my concerns. If I feel like I got to shoot somebody through a pocket, something is awry.
Yeah. So there's the how many layers of clothing you're gonna wear, like the gloves on your hand, is that gonna hold up your manual dexterity, your ability to actually grip the gun and let alone get your finger in the trigger guard without pulling it before you really want to? Yeah, it could be a concern. And if you're a person who's, let's just say, I don't know, let's say you're not mobile, right? And you're out there and God, I hope someone is not out there walking in this crazy weather, but
never can tell. I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be reached at Legally Armed in Detroit. Website at DetroitCCW.com. All the social sites, DetroitCCW, or there's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, IMDb, and all the rest, man. I'm there. Look for me.
Lots of television appearances. Rick gets on TV a bunch. So go catch one of those, because some of those are actually quite entertaining. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. And I was going to ask you now, when you're out and about and you're carrying a gun and everything, do you carry a trauma kit anywhere near you or on your person?
You know what? To be honest, I really do not. And I have a lot of friends who teach these Stop the Bleed classes, and I've actually attended one, and I do have a trauma kit that I have at here at the house, and that's really kind of interesting because I don't envision me somehow mishandling my gun and shooting myself. But, you know, of course, there's that whole moral conundrum that some people might have. Like, say, for example, I'm in my house, and let's say someone commits a home invasion, and there was one here in Detroit that I want to talk about later. But let's say there's a home invasion, and let's say that based on the laws being what they are, if I engage this target, and let's say I actually shot this person that came into my house, I'm not so certain that I have a legal responsibility to render aid, but, you know, how it might look, you know, to a prosecutor or the police might be another concern. And then, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't, you know, keep the stuff at the ready because I don't plan on doing it. But, man, I tell you, it's just one other thing that I guess if you're going to, you know, contemplate the possibility of you shooting someone in your house, like, what are you going to do? What are your thoughts on the matter, man? Well, if you're at home and someone kicked in your door or somehow gained access to your residence, and let's say you had your gun at the ready, you were able to get it in a timely fashion, employ it, and you made the decision to shoot to defend you, your home, your family, your wife, would you render aid or not, and why?
Okay, so this is going to be, this is bad. This is bad that I'm about to say. Okay.
you're gonna let everybody know up front before you start talking that it's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be bad what I'm about to say. So
I'm bracing myself, clutching pearls and everything.
I look at a home invader as a special kind of predator.
Okay.
A home invader is counting on shock and awe. And I've seen some of this home surveillance video where when they have that shock and awe, they capitalize, right. And if they're with somebody that is not a combatant, with somebody that's not a defender, they will literally almost beat them to death just because they can. And that's if they don't shoot them, knife them, rape them, or anything else. I remember some video, maybe it was out of Pittsburgh, where a woman, this home invader kept coming downstairs and beating her up, and then he'd go back somewhere else, and he'd come back and beat her up some more. And thinking about that, looking at that, I look at anybody that would look at a household and, you know, it's in the dark and everything and everybody's at ease and they think their home is their castle. When they violate that, well, what they get is what they deserve. And
I'm going to stay on point, Mr. Brady. Yeah. The question specifically... Okay, we know you're going to shoot, right? Okay, right. Fine, because you know that not shooting opens you up to being attacked,
right?
And all sorts of things. But but you have shot, you have stopped the person, and some miracle happened, and that they're still alive, they're still breathing,
yep.
But they're laid out on your floor, all over your white carpet, and they're leaking. Are you going to render aid or not, and why?
I'm going to call an ambulance.
Okay. And you know what? That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
I'm going to call an ambulance. I am biased at that particular moment. In that moment, I'm going to be in the middle of a whole bunch of physiological changes if I just shot them.
Right.
And no matter what my intentions might be, but I'm almost certain that if somebody kicked in my door and was coming in and they had a knife or a crowbar or something, and I ventilate them a few times and they go down, I'm not going to be going, oh, my God, this is my fellow man. I'm going to save him. I'm almost certain that's not going to be what I'm thinking.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. No, I'm not in any way suggesting that anyone should be overcome
with any emotions
about this person who didn't have you and your family in their best intentions when they barged into your house. You know, and there are, you know, some considerations there. And you know what? The option that you mentioned is perfectly acceptable and it's fine. You know, that you want to get on the phone and call 911 and you're going to say something, you know, fairly, I'm not going to say cryptic, but definitely don't say something that could be used against you. Like, I just shot somebody, you know, say, hey, somebody's injured, somebody's been shot. I didn't do it, but you're not going to say that. But someone's been injured, someone's been shot. They're at this location.
Are
they
you
need
on something there, Rick? Are you?
Oh, yeah, I was.
You were emphasizing your points.
I was emphasizing my point, and I had a marble in my hand.
Gotcha. Okay. I just wondered.
Don't ask me what I'm doing with a marble in my hand at my desk in December.
Well,
because I don't have a good answer for you.
See, what I find interesting about your line of questioning is this has happened to you. This is how you started the whole "I'm going to be a gun instructor" thing, right? Somebody came. Right. And a couple of jacks came rolling up on you and stuck you up in your driveway, right?
Right, right. Now, I'll tell you,
you're a better man than me. You're a better man than me because I would have turned into Batman over that one. I would have hunted those guys down.
You know, while it's unfolding, I mean, I'm not sure if I've told you this before. I know I've shared it with many people, man, that when it was unfolding, I really was mad and angry at myself, too. I mean, yeah, I'm mad at the people robbing me, but I was really mad also at myself for not having a gun. And I fixed and remedied that situation in short order.
Right.
But that doesn't help you in the moment while it's unfolding. You know, we all have these laundry lists of things that we feel that we should do, but somehow life and honey-do lists and all that other stuff gets in the way and you don't make it happen. And then when you see the error of your ways because you, thank God, you know, you fortunately survived the ordeal and you're definitely motivated to prepare yourself in case it happens again. And, you know, I had what I thought were a few close calls, you know, in the aftermath of that, you know, going down a ways, but I was armed and I was prepared and the moves I made, you know, without incriminating myself here on the Lock and Load show, they didn't stick around, right?
Right.
So, you know, issue resolved, issue remedy. But, yeah, man, I've had a front row seat and, I've seen the fangs and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing that I wanted to specifically to touch base
Before you specifically touch base, tell everybody how to find you. And
man,
catch base in the next segment.
Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com. I can be found on all of your popular social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and IMDb.
And on, he's been the subject of many TV interviews, which some of them, it's almost like a skit. I mean, some of the points you make are just so blaringly obvious, and at the same time, just the way very entertaining. Hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates. But Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them, unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third party candidate running for president Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Hector, the director, and he was about to make a specific point about if you render trauma aid to somebody that kicks in your door, and I've been having to, we've been meandering this way. Go ahead, please, sir.
Well, you know, I trust and believe. I don't have any goodwill towards someone who was so emboldened to kick in my door, come into my residence, and put my life in harm's way. Yeah. You know, wherever I'm at home, you know, and it might surprise some people because I don't know if they operate the same way, but even when I'm at home, there's a loaded chambered gun at the ready. You know, not that I envision that any second that some person is going to kick in my door, but you know what? It very well could happen. As a matter of fact, in the news here to, Monday, it was, Monday afternoon, like 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A very short, very, very short article was published over at the clickondetroit.com website. It's a site that's published by our NBC local affiliate here in Detroit. You know, the headline is screaming. Homeowner shoots, kills man who broke into his home on Detroit's west side. Homeowner is being questioned by police. And then here's like two more sentences, man. It goes, a homeowner who shot and killed a man who broke into his home on Detroit's west side. The incident occurred on Monday, January 15th at 2:40 p.m. in the 18600 block of Rutherford Street. Police said officials are questioning the homeowner who fired at the burglar, right? Very, very brief article, but there were a lot of things that it did give us some things that we could infer and some things that typically that the media says and they didn't say certain things in this article. It's almost like a case study evaluation exercise. You ever have those case study exercises in school?
It's been a long time, but yes, sir.
So, you know, I look at this and things that jump out at me, man, like home invasion, right? This was a home invasion and not the so-called burglary that the few very scant words in the article tried to portray it to be. What comes to your mind when comparing and contrasting a burglary and a home invasion?
You know, burglary is something where they kick the door in and they're wearing a net, you know, a hat over or one of those toboggan things over their face, and they don't want to be seen, and they're sticking your laptop and everything else in a bag and running away.
Yeah, the operative principle here with a burglary is that no one is there, right?
Right.
They have sufficiently scoped out the place, wearing whatever, you know, means of obscuring their identity that they choose. But I see, you know, crime scenes, these video clips on TV. These guys nowadays don't even worry about obscuring their faces now. But okay, so they make their way into your residence, your home, your apartment, what have you, and they are there, and they're ransacking the place. And that's a burglary. Home invasion is completely different, and state law here in Michigan is pretty clear. It's pretty clear that if someone that you do not know, you do not have a relationship with, that you have not been involved with, is not a family member, is not law enforcement, once these people make their intentions known by either trying to break into your house or actually broke into your house, as a matter of law, you can safely assume that they create a threat of imminent danger of great bodily harm, sexual assault, or death. And of course, if you're like me and Mr. Frady, you have a gun at the ready, it's close, it's accessible, and make darn sure it's loaded and ready to go. And yeah, like this homeowner did, this, I don't know if he actually owned the home, but he definitely lived there.
Right.
He took care of business, man. He shot the guy. And, kudos to that homeowner. And, you know, I don't want to come across so much like I'm celebrating, but, you know, I'd rather for that homeowner to actually shoot a bad guy who home invaded his residence. And, you know, the thing that you don't really hear a lot of people say is, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I hope the homeowner is safe and the homeowner is getting whatever counseling that he or she may need. They didn't make any specific mention of as to the gender of the person. It could have been a woman. Could have been some guy that saw some attractive lady home alone and thought, 2:40 in the afternoon, he would come in and, you know, maybe have some interesting ideas on how he wants to spend the time with the woman. But whoever it was, man, I'm so glad that they had a gun and that it was loaded and ready to go and that they used it at the ready and took care of business, man. But, there's a part of me that's celebrating, but I don't want people to think I'm a total wacko.
I mean, a successful self-defense shooting means that the would-be victim was not victimized. But that doesn't mean that they're not pulling out a lucky strike without a filter on it and lighting it going, they're not going all Sonny Crockett on this. They're going through a bunch of psychological and physiological things.
So, right. And so, you know, and then there's some of the things that you got to contend with in the aftermath, man, and like law enforcement, like eventually the police are going to get there. I don't know if many places in the country have these devices that the city of Detroit is deploying all over the city in residential areas. We have a device called ShotSpotter. You have any idea as to what that is?
It supposedly catches the sound of the shot and vectors it in a direction to where they know where to look. Is that right?
What they're telling us, these devices that they have on poles all throughout our city is these devices. And when they register a sound that apparently they're telling us is calibrated to the frequency of gunfire, that it immediately initiates a 911 call to law enforcement and tells them, we know that within, I don't know, I believe it's like 20 feet, we know that a gun was discharged at exactly this location. And these, from what, you know, I have friends that work in the police department. They tell me that those get the highest priority and those are routed to the police as soon as possible. And they try to get cops there as soon as possible. Sometimes they have actually found people who've been shot at the scene, and sometimes they actually have caught bad guys committing crimes in progress. So, you know, it's a good thing to have. So I'm glad that we have it. But, you know, when we talk about someone shooting in a self-defense scenario, there are some typical things for the protection of the gun owner, the gun wielder, that they should keep in mind in the aftermath of successfully defending themselves. What are some of them things that we generally always talk about?
In the aftermath?
In the aftermath. Guy just kicked in your door. You dispatched him with a couple of shots to his chest, made nice cavities there. He's leaking. You called 911. You've initiated, you know, a call. Is there anything else you need to do?
You probably need to be on the lookout. Most of these guys do not come in alone.
That's correct. You want to make sure that you're safe, man. If there's any interlopers who are working in conjunction with this guy, if they need to be identified and if necessary dispatched, making a 911 call. Any caveats to making a 911 call?
Well, you don't want to get out there and get them all jacked up to where when they come out there, they're going to be you got to know what you're saying. You don't want to get out there. Guy came in and I blew him away.
Right. You don't want to make any incriminating statements because, you know, this whole thing about the Castle Doctrine, man, you don't really have to be honest. In my opinion, you really shouldn't say anything. Nope. I mean, think about it. Just they know. They know.
Hang on.
They know who.
You hang on. We'll finish this up on the other side. We'll tell everybody how to find you in just a second. Rick Ector is the director. We used to do something called Planet Rick. Now we do Ector the director, and we both enjoyed the interaction. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director. And we were getting into what you should do after, and I had to slow him down, slow the roll. So tell her, where were we going? Tell me where we were going.
Yeah, man. So, you know, there's been this intruder at your place. You've been successfully been able to deploy your gun. You successfully used it. You shot the person in the place physically on their person where it was effective. They went down. We're talking about calling the police, and one of those things is making a proper police call. You know, making a proper police call, you want to make sure that you do not say something that could be construed as, I guess, as a confession. You could say something as nondescript as, hey, this is Director Ector. I'm at 12345 Main Street. There has been a shooting. Please send help, right? And, of course, this recording is going to be documented in crystal clear quality MP3 file at the ready for prosecutors to play over and over again as they decide what they're going to do in the aftermath. And, of course, you know, once the police get there and you're greeting them, you know, you want to make sure that you're not interpreted as the bad guy and that they don't actually hurt you, which has happened many times. What practical advice can you give a homeowner that has police racing to the scene looking for a person who conducted the shooting? What things can you do to help make yourself safe?
Well, you don't want to have a gun in your hand when they show up.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
If it was me, what I would do is I would be, first of all, if there was anybody in the house, they'd all be out of the house, except for the bad guy if he's still left in the house. The next thing is that I'm going out there and I'm waiting on the cops to show up, and I'm going to be on my knees with my hands up in the air to where they can see my hands.
Why do they need to see your hands?
Well, because I want them to see I don't have a gun.
Right.
Because they just had a nice 10-minute car ride with a man with a gun message to them, and they've had all of these moments of stress and thought coming up here, and they are probably jacked.
Right. And so they get there, and obviously they want to talk to you, right? In the aftermath of a shooting that someone's leaking in your property, right? They want to get all the information they can, but you want to make sure you don't say anything that could somehow be shoehorned into some investigation, you know, that has your name written all over it. But, yeah, they're going to look into it, and they're going to look and see if the circumstances, you know, match up.
Right.
And so one of those things that I really want to say, and I'm looking for a good way to say it, okay. And I guess one way I settled is that the police is not necessarily your friend when they show up.
Yes.
They are professionals. And they have a job to do. That's to collect evidence, interview potential suspects and to, if necessary, make an arrest, probable cause of someone who may have committed crime, man. So, you definitely should be calling somebody, like, really soon. Who in the world should you be contacting?
Probably a lawyer.
Probably a lawyer. You have one lined up already?
Yes.
Good. 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 As I'll tell you, when I make mention of this aspect of the post-shooting scene, man, a lot of people are surprised that they even have lawyers available, man. And there's a few companies that are out there. I tell people to do their due diligence and find the one that works best for them. If anyone has any ideas to who I use, you know, I tell them, hey, reach out to me and I'll get that information to you. But, yeah, it's very, very important. And of course, many times, you know, if it's a home invasion and everything is lining up, they probably will leave with your gun, right? They'll investigate and if necessary, they'll arrest you later. If not, you know, they'll put that whole packet together and give it to your local county prosecutor and they'll figure out if they want to, press charges against you.
Sure.
And, you know, it's one of those things, man, because many times there's scenarios in which people believe that they have a clear-cut case of self-defense and, you know, sometimes certain admissions are made or some undisclosed relationships are found out and people tend to think, okay, so I was completely caught off guard. Now I got to find a way to, you know, deal with this aftermath scenario.
Well, I mean, if you have a lawyer and you call the lawyer's going to tell you not to say nothing.
Right, right.
And you need to be able to have a lawyer, to call a lawyer to get that because initially there's going to be you, the bad guy, and the cops.
Yeah, right.
And you need another perspective in there besides your own. And I back law enforcement, but at the same time, like you said, they got a job. When they show up, they don't have any friends. They don't have any relatives. They just got what they see.
Yeah, I know. And people, and we're all preconditioned to automatically view cops as the good guys. And for the most part, they are. You know. And the key point is that when they show up, you have to sort of step back from these thoughts of them being the good guy because yeah. They're looking at you not necessarily as just the homeowner. They're looking at you as like the shooter,
the perpetrator,
yeah. Suspect, possible arrestee, you know. So, yeah, all of your comments you just made about remaining silent and getting some legal representation on the scene to represent you is appropriate and definitely should be done, man. And, you know what, be mindful of. You know, and I don't know if you can really police this, man, but there could be some well-intentioned, well-meaning family and friends that somehow catch the attention of the news media. I would tread carefully on people making statements about your case.
Without having actually been involved in it or anything, I would think if you're in your own home and somebody kicks in the door and you have an ID showing that you live there and they don't, and if they run the guy's, if they run his, you know, if they know who he is or if they figure out who he is or what he's done, and he has a, what do they call it, a rap sheet, a record, and his record is home invasions, you probably don't have to worry about some of these things we're saying. These are worst case scenario things that we're saying.
Yeah, so, you know, in the aftermath, you know, you got to worry about the media. And the other thing that I don't think too many people talk about, man, is that there's a real possibility that there could be retaliation against you for having unmitigated gall of defending yourself during home invasion.
Yep.
Assuming if you're not in custody, now you have to figure out, like, are you still going to remain at the residence? Will you have a means of protecting yourself, assuming that the police probably took your gun for evidence? Are you going to potentially, you know, temporarily leave the residence for a period of time, camp out with some family and friends? You know, do you even have someone that you know that well to go hang out with, or do you just grab a hotel room somewhere and just wait out and see what happens? So these are all things that really will need to be addressed in some fashion. And I always believe that at the forefront. The more things that you could plan out, the better. I mean, man, you might have family considerations to worry about, like family members, kids need to go to school, right? Making lunches. I mean, your life is potentially upended, and you have to deal with a lot of things with a lot of fast moving parts, man.
Right.
That's where we are, man.
That's where we are.
The afternoon. That's where we are. How much time we got left?
We got about a minute. We got 55 seconds. Go.
That's not a whole heck of a lot of time, man. But look, you know, just defending your home is definitely something that you should be empowered to do. And I implore everyone who is of the mindset that they're willing to take on a more active role in their protection, get the training, buy a gun, buy the right gun. I believe the last episode we're talking about
the right
buying a good gun for you, you know, something that's going to be serviceable and accessible. And we'll be talking about things along this vein every single episode right here on Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
On Ector, the director, yes.
Ector.
Yep.
If you want to reach out to me, catch me on social media. I'm everywhere. Legally Armed in Detroit. DetroitCCW.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and IMDb. Come check me out and share some feedback. I'd be glad to converse with you and share my insights into your inquiries.
Only too glad he would be. That's sort of a Yoda. I sound like Yoda, don't you? Listen, thank you for joining me today, sir.
Hey, man, I had a blast, pun intended, and get with you next week.
Yes, sir. Try to stay warm, you know, if you have a good chance, maybe go out.
I am not going out of the house, man.
Okay, well then, just have some nice warm coffee or some hot cocoa and stay warm. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Stay warm.
All right. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
.com.